Ang National Party of Australia na kilala rin bilang The Nationals o The Nats. Sikat sila sa suot nilang malalaking sombrero at sa pagtutok sa mga isyong pangrehiyon. Pero saan nga ba sila nagsimula? At sino na ang Nationals ngayon? Noong una, tinawag silang Country Party na itatag ito noong 1920 upang maging boses ng mga nasanayon, lalo na dahil napakahalaga ng agrikultura sa ekonomiya ng Australia noong panahon na yon.
The idea was that it was only those people who represented those country communities who would be part of the party.
Yan ang tinig ng National President ng partido na si Cahill. Ayon pa sa kanya, hindi naman nagbago ang focus ng partido sa paglipas ng panahon.
The mandate for the party has always been to deliver security and opportunity, prosperity, equity for rural and regional remote Australians, and to have their value recognised and respected for the contribution that we make. It sits probably more conservative in its values and its principles.
Nakatutok ang partido sa mga isyong pangrehiyon at ayon kay Dr. Jill Shepherd, senior lecturer mula sa Australian National University, kabilang dito ang mga regional businesses.
They want protection for certain industries. They do not want free trade for the most part. They've had to really been dragged kicking and screaming to free trade agreements or to the removal of tariffs. But also the Nationals don't like trade unions, and that's where they fundamentally diverge from the Labor Party. So the Nationals support agricultural industries, but they really support the people who control those industries, the large-scale farmers.
Dagdag pa ni Ms. Hall, bahagi rin ng layunin ng partido ang pagpapaunlad ng mga komunidad.
In order to be competitive in the global environment, you need a strong, resilient, robust, well-resourced rural, regional, and remote communities. So our objective is to ensure that we have the competitive edge in communications, transport, road infrastructure, bridge infrastructure, etc. Okay? It's also important that you need to have people that will settle there. They will not come unless you have quality education opportunities. You have quality access and affordable access to health and general services, community services, strong and safe communities.
Bagamat hindi pa nagkakaroon ng sariling pamahalaan ang National Party, nakasama na sila sa maraming koalisyon. Ang una ay noong 1922, kasama ang Nationalist Party. Noong 1946, nakipagkoalisyon sila sa Liberal Party, isang ugnayan na nananatili hanggang ngayon. Kaya madalas marinig ang tawag na coalition sa dalawang partido. Sa ilalim ng koalisyon, may kasunduan kung paano sila magtutulungan. Ang partido na may pinakamaraming upuan ang naglalagay ng Prime Minister at ang mas maliit na partido ay nagkakaroon ng Deputy Prime Minister. May mga ministro mula sa parehong partido. Sa kasaysayan ng Federal Coalition, palaging Liberal Party ang mas maraming upuan o seats, kaya Prime Minister ay laging galing sa kanila. Ayon kay Dr. Shepherd, kadalasan hindi lantad ang mga nagiging tagumpay ng Nationals.
When the Nationals have had the most power in Australian politics, it's been by working closely with a Liberal Prime Minister. The Nationals will never form government in their own right. They're just not big enough. So they work in coalition with the Liberal Party and they help them to form government when, without the Nationals, the Labor Party would form government much more than they do. It doesn't mean that the relationship between the Liberals and the Nationals is very happy, because apart from both being vaguely pro-business, you know, one party really likes free trade and the other party hates free trade. And when that's a big part of your platform, that can be really difficult. So I think the Nationals' key achievements have been in holding the Liberal Party back on what they would do otherwise. And that's not always visible.
Sa pagiging koalisyon, mas malawak ang naaabot ng dalawang partido. Ang Liberal Party ang nakatutok sa mga isyu sa lungsod, habang halos eksklusibong isinusulong ng Nationals ang mga isyong pangrehiyon. Pero ayon kay Dr. Shepherd, may ilang lugar pa rin na nagtutunggali sila.
They do still contest some seats. There's about 5 seats across the country where Liberal Party and National Party candidates run against each other. There's no reason why they should. It's strategically very bad. But they continue to do that mostly because deep down they really don't like each other. And so if they can have a little pressure valve, you know, a few contests around the country where they can compete head to head, that seems to be all they need at the moment to, you know, be sort of happy partners, happy colleagues 99% of the time.
Sa ngayon, si David Little Proud ang leader ng Nationals, kaya't siya rin ang deputy leader ng koalisyon. Kung manalo ang koalisyon sa halalan, siya ang magiging deputy prime minister ng Australia. Isa pang kilalang pangalan ay si Barnaby Joyce, na dating naging leader ng partido ng 2 beses at kasalukuyang miyembro pa rin ng parlamento. Sa Queensland at Northern Territory, pinagsama na ang Nationals at Liberal. Tinawag silang LNP at Country Liberal Party. Sa nalalapit na halalan, ilan sa mga plataporma ng Nationals para sa mga regional na lugar ay ang pagbaba ng presyo ng enerhiya sa pamamagitan ng dagdag na supply ng gas, pagpapatayo ng mas maraming bahay sa mga rehiyon, pagbawi sa pagbabawal ng live ship exports, at pagprotekta sa mga magsasaka laban sa mga abusadong malalaking negosyo tulad ng supermarkets. Paano nga ba ikinukumpara ang partido ngayon sa orihinal nitong layunin? Ayon kay Dr. Shepherd, nananatili ito sa orihinal nitong prinsipyo.
The Nationals have stayed really true to their original idea of what they wanted their party to be. Now, there'd be people in the Nationals who disagree with me vigorously on that. But in terms of just having a clear sense of purpose, these are the industries that we represent. They have not changed a bit.
Yan ang binong ulat ni Rania Yallop para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.